When it comes to home insurance, GEICO works for you. And since I'm the GEICO Gecko, I work for you too.
Hey, Gecko, could you DJ my workout?
I got you, Derek. I know you like them sweet beats on leg day. Great home gym, by the way.
That's fire, Gecko.
I call this remix. Bundle your home and car insurance so you can save and get coverage that grows with you.
Oh, yeah. Rolls right off the tongue. And you know what else I like?
Air horn.
Oh, yeah.
Let Geico work for you. Get more with Geico.
By the time y'all hear this, it will be the last Wednesday in the month of January. Man, this January been real January.
It's been suspect.
And like I said, hey, if y'all still rocking with us, be rocking with y'all. So once again, welcome to the Watch for the Hook Business and Entrepreneur Podcast. It's Michael with
Tatiana.
And hey, y'all, we're going to come to you live in full effect. And as always, come by www.watch4thehook.com. Check out Elaine's Apparel. Legacy Greater Than Me is here, y'all. It's getting great reviews and getting great orders. So, hey, come on, get you one. Because one thing about us, it's black owned, black designed, black inspired.
Yep, that's right. That's right.
All right. So today, fresh off an event me and Ms. Parker went to this past weekend, we're going to go into a space where we're going to talk about, is it worth just getting one or two new followers or one or two new contacts?
I wouldn't say it's like event specific. I wouldn't say that. I would just say.
It was a meetup, a greet up.
I'm just saying this doesn't necessarily mean it was any particular event. If it's just, we've been to a few.
Yeah. And we're starting to see
there's a pattern.
Yeah.
There's a pattern.
And I guess what me and Ms. Parker dissect or get a better understanding is, what is the main purpose? Like for us, we're business owners. So when we're out at events trying to link up or meet meeting like-minded individuals, we're looking for an ROI on it, like a return on the investment.
Yeah, and that doesn't necessarily equate to a dollar amount.
Yeah.
We've been to plenty of events that the ROI had nothing to do with the dollar amount. It was the connections made.
Yes. And it's also like the type of atmosphere. Like some of the events that I've been to when she wasn't with me, it was almost like elevator music.
Oh, you mean you could actually speak above the music without yelling and or hear the other person answer your questions?
Yeah, that type of stuff. Oh, you know, they had already sent out like an email agenda. You know, we're going to go this route. It's going to start at this time. And, you know, we'll start with light hors d'oeuvres and then we'll come in and have everybody sit down and we got a schedule. And then after that, you know, we'll go into a question and answer period.
Yeah, you've been to a few of those and you had like a really good response.
Yeah, even one of those actually won some money.
You sure did. Yeah. Now, that's what I call a networking event.
Yeah, exactly. Won some. And then even got some jewels dropped on me that I could bring back and relay to her and be like, you know something? It made us think about things differently.
Uh-huh.
It's also, Levy, I watch for the NoForTheHook.com. And it's just for us. When you're paying to go somewhere, we're looking, like I said, to get something out of it. Something tangible. It's not even like you got a business card and two or make two or three new connections. It's like, what nourishment do I get from this event or a thing that I went to? Like, I get something out of it that makes me feel like I didn't waste my time.
Yeah, that makes you feel like A, it was worth it. B, I'm glad I went. C, I made some really good, genuine connections. D, there's a real potential for partnership with some of these individuals I met outside, you know, beyond the fact of I gained a new follower. Okay.
Yeah. And it's even weird like that. Like, just even like we're now in a world where the quote unquote business card, physical wise, may almost be a dinosaur.
Mm-hmm.
And now it's just, well, here's my social media handle.
Yeah.
You know, not my email address, not my business location.
Not my cell phone.
Not my cell phone. Here's my social media.
Yeah.
You know, here, follow me on these.
You can DM me. What?
Yeah. And, you know, does that bring tangible results? Does that bring something that I or Ms. Parker can bring back to our table? Be like, all right.
And discuss further upon.
Let's try to cook off this. Let's try to eat off this.
Yeah. Because that might have been, you know, a time where you only went to a function or an event because you were stuck. You were on the brink of stopping. You just needed an extra push. You needed to feel like you could be in a room with people who were like-minded. That could have been, you know, that person's reason for going to an event, right?
Yeah.
And if I go there and I can't hear myself.
You can't hear yourself think?
I can't hear myself think. Then I'm just kind of like,
okay. Don't know
your man. Yeah. Then you start questioning yourself when you leave out the building. Now that your ears are ringing, right?
Yeah.
Because I did have the problem. You're like, am I a freaking old fogey? Do I no longer know how to properly network when I do this at my job all the time?
Yeah, and that's the thing. Like, me and you were sitting there discussing, like, all right, could I have been me, myself, person? Should I have been the second oldest person in that room in my mid-40s?
Right.
And you're starting to think, how does somebody like me, my mid-40s, my wife that's younger than me, how can we relate to, basically say in the podcast world, people that are in their 20s?
And it's not even about the age. It's about the lanes, right?
Yeah, because you're right. You corrected me on that. Because when we talked to Hermias, who's 24.
Yeah, and he was wonderful.
Yeah, we linked up just fine.
Oh, absolutely.
So you're right. The age can't be the thing.
It's not the age.
It's more of the lane.
It's the lane.
And I think from certain things that we hadn't figured out, even from the thing we just went to, what lanes was coming through the door?
A lot. It was like the big old interstate in Atlanta.
What'd you say? Was
lane. What was the lane.
Was that 680, 280, 280 South?
I don't know. The big one.
Yeah,
the biggest one.
285. Yeah, that's it. 285.
But even with like the lanes, I think honestly, you may have to back it up and go even more umbrella and be like, not the lanes, but the name of the event, the wording that's used, because that wording, right, is going to attract a certain crowd.
Yes, because we've now, speaking of wording, when you start listening to terms being thrown out there, like, you are now a content creator.
Yeah.
And now...
That's the kitchen, the whole kitchen sink. But no, everything in the kitchen but the sink.
The term content creator now just means like a star in the sky. It's everybody.
Yeah, you can post and you're a content creator.
Yeah,
I made a post.
Yeah, you filmed yourself cooking dinner and you posted it on social media. Now you're a content creator.
Yeah. I don't consider myself to be a makeup artist, but I take pictures of my lip glosses. I'm a content creator.
They be popping too.
I'm a content creator. So it's like you have to decipher where do you draw the line at expectation, right?
Yeah.
Just because you view content creator as a person who truly creates content for a specific item in a specific lane.
When you start with an idea and you bring it all the way to implementation.
Yeah, that's very full circle. That doesn't mean that Billy Joe to your right doesn't view him taking snapshots of his various ramen noodle bowls as content creation.
Yeah.
And he's posting it for no reason. He's not monetized. He ain't trying to get monetized. Ain't nobody fenced to monetize him.
But he's just having a good time.
But he up here at the social networking event because he deems himself a content creator. And I think that's the thing. You deem yourself as a content creator. No one tells you, hey, after you meet X criteria, you have now officially crossed the threshold to be a content creator, right?
Yeah.
So, like, for you to get a degree, from college.
Yes.
You have to check the boxes and meet X criteria to have a degree conferred.
Yes.
To get a credential, a license, to get your vehicle license, right? You got to meet certain boxes. Well, there are standards in place. And for certain terminology that's thrown around now, there ain't no standards. It's whatever the hell I feel like. I feel like today I'm a content creator. So damn it, I am.
Yeah, it just feels like everybody in the swimming pool.
It is.
Yeah, everybody in the pool.
Everybody out there saying they can swim and they can't.
Yeah. And some people getting drowned.
Yeah.
By the other folks fighting the water.
Some people over there doing all of the four strokes. Some people dog paddling.
Yeah. And I think that's just the thing.
It's almost perception.
Yeah. But what we say, your perception ain't their reality.
Yeah. Like you, your perception might have so many other pieces, tidbits with it, whereas theirs is like, I don't know, today I feel like.
You know what you say, my six ain't your nine.
Yeah.
You know,
and so you just kind of have to be mindful of the mindset you have going into things.
Exactly. And I think one another thing is for us, you know, something we talked about a couple of years ago was like, hey, we got to be out more. We got to be in there, out there, paying attention, looking at things more. And then you're like, okay, then I go out here. Hey, my hard-earned money.
Hard-earned.
To go to network, to go to events. And I come back once again.
Nothing.
Underwhelmed.
Yeah. I like the underwhelmed.
You have to go look at yourself and you're asking, is it me?
Is it me?
Am I thinking too much?
Mm-hmm.
Am I a fuddy-duddy, as we asked myself the other day?
Old fogey.
Am I old fogey?
Am I an old fogey?
Like, you know, it's just kind of weird when you're at a networking or a social event. And I'm going to be honest, ladies back there twerking. I don't understand how that's going to help me get you to understand I'm a business person.
I don't know. Okay, so I would say,
never mind.
I'm not going to date myself.
Now, listen, I am from the era where, you know, shaking that ass for cash was cool. But this wasn't even a cash bar. And there was no liquor involved. So a woman twerking at a quote unquote business or social function had me feeling like this ain't the club.
Or this ain't the crowd.
But it must have been because she did it.
Well, it ain't the crowd for you.
That may be, and
what I'm saying. It's not the crowd for you.
That's what me and you trying to figure out.
Yeah, because I'm like, if I'm going somewhere with the whole intent, right? You're not in there being extra stuffy with your suit buttoned up to your nose, right?
Nah, man, you had on hoodies.
Yeah, totally non-stuff.
Black on, black design, blickety black power hoodies.
Yeah, this non-stuffy, but you're feeling like a whole awkward mess because, no, I'm not over here in the corner twerking. And I don't even know that the fact that you're over there twerking, maybe me and you not thinking along the same lines. Like, I don't have any questions to ask you. Maybe can you teach me to twerk? I don't know. That's not beneficial.
You shake that ass good enough. Like, yeah, all right. We ain't got to worry about that. You are.
But you see what I'm saying? I'm like, I guess.
That's exactly what you're saying.
Like, maybe do a tutorial? I don't know. But it's like, you want to be able to let your hair down and talk and mingle, right? I love to let my hair down and talk and mingle over a little light cocktail. I really don't like to have to yell over music and be like, okay, I'm not going to talk no more because I can't hear.
Then you also want to get something out of that experience.
I would like to get something out of the experience.
It's tangible.
And we made some decent connections. Absolutely say wonderful. Yeah.
For the three or four people we exchanged information with.
Yeah, that was very hard.
Yeah, it was hard.
What do you mean?
Coming in,
I'm standing all over your cup and it's just not cool.
Yeah, it was a lot of work.
Yeah.
I get exactly the same.
It's like a gripe fest, right?
Yeah, maybe.
But it's truthful, but I'm like, I don't know. Maybe we slow down. But even, okay, in the corporate setting, okay?
Yeah.
In the corporate setting, networking at events. Nobody really like to network. Like, You know, for the most part, nobody, unless you get a few people that love to hear themselves talking. As their stories get longer and longer,
yeah.
The lie does too.
Yeah.
You know, you know, separate.
It gets humongous.
You'd be like, okay, so this story is growing. Okay, but that's fine. But even still, at a networking event, you know how you have the lunches or the holiday, whatever's, and you have the cocktails, this light music playing, I can still talk and talk to the director of whomever over wherever, right?
Exactly.
I don't have to yell.
So, and then hopefully in that conversation, you get something out of it.
Yeah.
That's what you're trying to do.
That's the whole point.
And then even like I say, in this whole world of content creation, where you're at events, and then even like if it's advertised as having panels and speakers, they should come up at a reasonable time into the program.
Or that's
into
your the perception.
Time. Well, I just thought that was normal.
No, nah, that's your perception of when they should come.
You
now, know. What I will say is, I wouldn't think that they would wait till the last hour.
Oh, no, we was deep in past the last. I mean,
that's not me, you know, I wouldn't think that.
You know, if you got a 3-hour event, you're really not hoping that the speaker or speakers coming up at the last 30 minutes.
Yeah.
You know, because where do you get your question and answer period in?
I don't know, but, you know, maybe, yeah.
You know, it's just me, you know.
Yeah. See, I'm like, yeah.
Because that's happened at other events we've been to.
Oh, yeah.
So that's why I'm like, you know.
Or the event where the speakers were up speaking, but the DJ didn't turn the music down. Do you remember that?
Yeah.
I'm like, yeah, I can't hear them. And it was actually some freaking good speakers.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
Couldn't hear you. Sorry, sir. I'm trying to read your lips, right?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just flip somebody, you know.
Give me some answers.
Yeah, give me some answers.
Who has hosted a networking session, anything like that, where people could actually hear each other speak, right?
Mm-hmm.
They could talk to each other. Nobody came in super stuffy. But let me tell you something. I ain't going to get on this soapbox.
Hold that, because I want to also, for those who listen to what Ms. Parker just said, get a little interactive with us. If you're still listening to us, email us at admin@watchfoothook.com and give us some of your social engagement and social setting stories. Yeah, email us at admin@watchfoothook.com.
Experiences. Let's talk to you, because I want to hear. Are we the only one that has situations like that? But what really gets me is when people come in as a crew, and then another crew comes in, and now those two crews only talk to each other in each other's respective crew.
So basically, you got two separated crews.
Yeah, or the crews only talk to each other. I'm like, what?
Yeah. Okay. So are you really networking if you don't talk to the people you came with,
or the people you know? Like, who did you meet new?
And that right there. Then it kind of goes back to the whole community aspect when we talk about this stuff. You know, it's, we feel like we're our own worst enemies. Mm-hmm. Or I don't want to talk to you because I don't know if you're going to be better than me or better off than me. And
you're trying to take my idea.
Yeah, I ain't feel up trying to one up you or you one up me. You know, so I think a lot of times we miss out on the gems that are right in front of our faces sometimes.
Or maybe you're too busy judging a book by its cover to open up and speak to people.
That can be true.
Are
too.
You judging? Does that person?
Yeah, they judging.
Does that person not have, you know, a style that's similar to yours? Is that what you're looking at? Because you don't ever know what kinds of resources people have, right?
Most definitely. But you say you don't know what my bank account or accounts look like.
Yeah.
Because
you don't know what I'm looking to get involved in.
Exactly.
Right?
Or you don't know what I'm already in.
Exactly.
Because I could be in a bunch of shit.
Yep, that might be beneficial to you.
Just because I ain't wearing a certain, you know, European design.
Right.
Or got a diamond grill, or got a flashy hat on, or a flashy jacket.
Or flashy hair.
Or your flashy shoes. You know, none of that stuff.
Don't judge a book by its cover. Talk to everybody.
It's definitely. Well, cool. Well, Ms. Parker, I appreciate you sitting down with me, as always. And we appreciate y'all for tuning in. And, you know, for all of those content creators out there listening, Thus, you know, keep doing what you're doing. And, you know, the biggest thing is also closed mouths will never get fed. Catch y'all next time.